Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Another session of Saturday right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you have spending with me on the air and the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, being part of the solution. That's really what it boils down to. Right? I need you on it. I need you on your game. I need you making sure that you got the information before you go out and start talking to people and making us all feel like dolts. Yeah, look it up. It ain't that hard. Anyway, head over to JoeMessina.com, JoeMessina.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can comment on the stories that are there. There's so much going on up there. And will you head over to MyPillow.com? That poor guy, they have been pounding on him since before Christmas. I'm talking about Mike Lindell, the guy that fights on the causes, or for the causes that you are on board with, the guy that fights to make sure that your rights are being held up, you know, they're being supported. Right? Why do you buy from companies that donate to places like Planned Parenthood? I don't understand it. Right? 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Okay, go over to MyPillow.com. Promo code Joe. You'll save 30 to 70%. Pillows, pillowcases, sheets, mattress covers, towels. I mean, there's all kinds of... Just do a little window shopping. You know what I'm saying? Really, honestly. Just do a little window shopping. You'll be very happy. Well, they did it again. Well, I shouldn't say they did it again. They know what they're doing. The so-called glitch in the Nevada Secretary of State's website, it caused unmailed ballots to show up as counted in the recent Nevada primary. Now, the Nevada Secretary of State's office, run by Democrat Francisco Aguilar, on Sunday learned of the glitch after numerous Nevada voters realized that their votes were counted in the recent primary, even though they didn't participate. It was teed off. Can you imagine? But hey, I'm sure it'll be the safest, most secure election in American history using a Democrat dictionary. You know what I'm saying? The Secretary of State's office determined that the problem resulted in some counties not taking the proper steps to upload their voter registration. Every night, each county uploads their voter registration in the Secretary of State's database. And then it executes code to create the statewide voter registration. So that's what they see when they log in to vote. Now, wait a minute. So they didn't load it, or they didn't load it properly? Because when those people logged in, right, it showed that they already voted. So where was the glitch exactly? Systems used by some counties require additional steps to be taken. They want to ensure that voters who did not return the ballot do not have vote history. Oh, yeah, they're just so secure there, aren't they? I mean, you read this stuff and you can do nothing but scratch your head. The Nevada Secretary of State's office insisted the glitch will be fixed. All data will be accurate within 48 hours. Again, it's an error that relates to code used when a voter is sent a mail ballot and doesn't return it. It has no connection in any way to vote tabulation. All is secure. All is safe. Right. Okay. Makes me feel so much better considering Nevada was where they had 24,000 people vote in two different counties. So their vote was counted twice. You can't, there's nothing you could do to make that okay. Right? What do? They have to be driving to the other county and said, hey, just in case my other vote doesn't count, let's vote here. The voter history glitch had nothing to do with vote tabulations, they say. Right? That happens at the county level. Nothing to see here. Nothing to worry about. Yeah, we heard that before. Joe Lombardo, the governor of Nevada, said he's got faith in the Secretary of State. They're working diligently to resolve the issue. The voter history glitch. The website does not impact the vote tabulation. Okay. You know, how about we just get it right? How about we stop playing around? Why don't you do some test runs on non-election years? Right? When the efforts to undermine faith in our democracy began after the 2020 election, I made it clear. First of all, we're not a democracy. Okay, I'm just going to say that every time. I made it clear I do everything in my power to defend the institution of our nation, our state. Why wait till somebody brings it up? I mean, a lot of these states, when you question them as to what they did to check these things, what they did to make sure the machines were working properly, the answer you got was nothing. Just be honest about it. The answer you got was nothing. They did nothing to make sure that your votes were secure. And you know what? In 2024, they're not going to do anything either to make sure that your votes count. Not going to happen. You can wish for it all you want to. Not going to happen. The American Red Cross now is in a little hot water. It's required. Now, remember, this was supposed to be like God's gift to humanity. Oh, no, you're going to have to wait. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show. Really, got a lot more to spew. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Thomas here, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen, get involved, get engaged. Do something more than nothing. You know, that's my favorite saying, right? But a lot of people yell and scream. And talking to some people today about, you know, things they can do at a school board or a city council board, a city council meeting to make a difference. And I always say to them, look, the more people you show up with, the better. Keep them, you know, peaceful. I said, but you start off with 40, 50, 60. People are all excited and mad and irritated, and then you know what happens? Yeah, it goes away. Not as mad. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's the way you win. All right. Where are we? Whoa. Okay. I tell you, they're smarter than me in the chat room. A pack of cigarettes is $17. Where the heck do you live? I mean, I don't know. Maybe this name brand or something. But I know last time I drove by one of those smoke shops, which was two doors down from the supermarket. Like, I wasn't driving by, I was walking by. They were like $10.50 or $11 a pack. And I'm thinking, that alone would keep me from smoking. You know? Think about it. God. $10 a pack, two packs a day. You get the car payment, for God's sakes. Get the patch. All right, 855-ROAD-SHOW, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. It's a good place to start. It's a great place to have a conversation. For real. You know? All right, then the artificial intelligence. Well, oh, the Red Cross. Yeah, they're facing a lot of scrutiny as it requires now COVID-19 vaccine recipients to call the hotline ahead of time to see if they're eligible for blood donations. So, in other words, you've had the shot. You're the most healthiest person on the planet. You can resist just about anything, according to them. And yet, you might not be able to give blood. Me, as the unvaxxed, can give blood. But I thought it was the catch-all, be-all, end-all. So the Red Cross is under public scrutiny for its blood donation screening process, which includes a specific question regarding COVID-19 vaccination status. Now, the inquiry is part of an organization's rapid pass system. It's designed to expedite the pre-donation procedure. It enables potential donors to fill up the necessary paperwork online. All right, that's kind of cool. The controversy centers around the 79th question on the 79th question. That's it. I'd be done at 7 to 9. On the rapid pass questionnaire, which asks donors whether they've received a COVID-19 vaccine. Those who answer affirmative are prompted to contact the American Red Cross at an 800 number. They're going to discuss whether their vaccination status affects their eligibility to donate blood. You know, it's just amazing. Now, former Hollywood entertainer, who turned into a lawyer and then a conservative commentator, he wrote that the American Red Cross is now asking blood donors if they received the COVID vaccine. If you answer yes, they want you to call. If you don't, okay, wasn't the vaccine safe and effective? Why do we need to call if it was safe and effective? Are they hiding something? Was there certain facts that vax worse than other vaxes? I mean, something is there. Come on. Something's there if they can't just simply approve you after you get the vax. Now, the American Red Cross website clarifies its position. It says it follows the FDA guidance for blood donation eligibility post COVID-19 vaccination. Deferral times may be depending on the vaccine type administered. Donors who have been inoculated with an inactivated or RNA-based vaccine from AstraZeneca or Moderna, a whole bunch of them anyway, are typically not deferred, provided they are symptom-free and feeling well at the time of donation. God. What's the problem? You shouldn't have any issues, right? Florida Surgeon General sent a letter to the FDA Commissioner and the CDC Director, pressing for greater transparency about the potential for DNA integration in the human genome. That was a concern that he's had since way back. Now, the Gateway Pundit had reported back in 2022 that a peer review study in Italy found that 94% of the people who experienced side effects after receiving the mRNA vaccines had abnormal blood and contained foreign matter 1 month after the vaccination. Now, we've been hearing about this stuff for years, and yet some of you are still running out to get your vaccine. Why? You should have enough. I mean, what other vaccine do you have to have updated every year? Twice a year, every 6 months, whatever. It's just amazing. It's amazing that we bought into it. I think they want to see how many of us will keep following. how many supporters you're going to have when the crap hits the fan, right? Anyway, again, in September, mother told the Gateway Pundit that her one-month-old baby died from a blood clot caused by receiving COVID-vaccinated blood during a blood transfusion. He died after getting a blood transfusion of a vaccinated blood. He got a blood clot instantly after receiving his transfusion, a blood clot that no blood thinner could seem to resolve. Now, she claimed that her son was given the blood by the doctor at Sacred Heart in Spokane, Washington. They did not have the permission of her or her husband. All right, a doctor from Canada shared on her Twitter followers that she was surprised when one of her patients declined to receive a blood transfusion if the donor had been vaccinated against COVID-19. You know, they're so used to, and this is something I used to talk to my kids about. Right? The God, I mean, these doctors were God. Whatever they said was true, real, and, you know, you had to take it as gospel truth. Well, you don't. Right? Partly they call it a practice for a reason, right? You got different doctors, different specialties doing different things. And if you don't feel right, if you really don't feel right about that, don't do it. Just don't do it. Get a second opinion, a third opinion. Whatever you need to get, go do that. Right? You know, we were talking about this earlier. Private equity fund managers announced that he's not going to waste time researching new business opportunities in New York. Hey, after the Trump incident, watch what happens. So after the judge there in New York fleeced $355 million from President Trump and simply for taking out loans and paying them back. I'll tell you more about this afterward. But this is amazing. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Nikki Haley has pledged to remain in the 2024 presidential race, affirming her commitment during a campaign event in her home state.
I'm willing to take the cuts, the bruises, and the name calling, because the only way you get to the blessing is by going through the pain.
Despite trailing former President Trump by a significant margin in polls leading up to Saturday's South Carolina primary, she has dismissed calls for her to withdraw from the race. President Biden's brother James will testify before lawmakers as part of the Republican-led impeachment inquiry into the president on Wednesday. James Biden is set to undergo a deposition with members of the House Oversight Committee. The College Football Playoff Board of Managers has approved a model for the new 12-team playoff, ensuring that the five highest-ranked conference champions will be part of the expanded playoffs this fall. Initially, only Power 5 conference champions were to receive automatic bids. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnybay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnybay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnybay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-SHOW, 855 732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, get informed, do something. Seriously, I really do. I want you to get involved, but I want you to get informed first. I want you not to be afraid to speak your mind, to let people know what the truth is. And part of that comes from you knowing who you're getting your info from, right? If you know who you're getting your info from, seriously, then the rest of it's easy. Because you can take it in, you quickly check it out, and then you turn around and you share it with other people. Let them look it up. Let them figure it out. And that's how you win. You don't win by yelling louder. You don't win by being more boisterous. You don't win by puffing up your chest, whatever. All right, back at it. You know, it never stopped. But what these people in New York, man, maybe they don't want the bigger buildings. Maybe they don't want the growth. Maybe they don't want the people living there. I don't know. I don't know what makes them think, they move there. They love the city. You think you're going to get those big salary jobs when you don't have private industry there? Are you out of your mind? So anyhow, the judge also appointed a retired U.S. District Judge, Barbara Jones, to continue in her role as an independent monitor of the Trump business empire. He expanded her authority to review financial disclosures before they are submitted to third parties. Judge Jones can hire an independent director of compliance, and she has the authority to compel Trump to sell some or even all of his businesses down the road. Now, he's going to fight this. I hope he does. Right? Because, you know what I would do if I was him? I would take the lower value that the judge placed on some of his properties there in New York, and then I would pay my taxes against the lower values. And when the tax people came after you, you go, oh, wait a minute. That judge, he said my property was only worth, you take it up with him. I'm only paying what he said it's worth. Not what you do. Right? In essence, if they go forward with this and they grab his property, they're stealing his property. And take it, you know, properly. And the SCOTUS will have to get involved. Kevin O'Leary, you remember him, Mr. Happy there on the Shark Tank, whatever his name was. He declared that he is ceasing all future investment activities in New York. He's done. He's actually labeled it now the loser state. Look, he said, I'm not a Trump fan. But this legal persecution against Trump, it's wrong. And that means they can do this to anybody, not just us. O'Leary's now turning his attention to states like Oklahoma, North Dakota, West Virginia, Florida, Texas. Oh, you mean all the, almost all, red states? Really? Why would he do that? Also on Monday, businessman Grant Cardone, private equity fund manager, he announced he's not going to waste any of his time in New York anymore. Everything he does now will be outside of New York. He's an American businessman. He's a private equity fund manager. Right now he is managing over almost $5 billion in funds. Right? So when you look at these guys who have a clue, who know what they need to do, know where they're going to be, and they're pulling out, I'm not saying the judge should go against the law by any stretch of the imagination. If anything, I suggest that he follow the law. Right? And he'll always be known as the judge that killed New York City real estate comeback. He doesn't care. I realize that. He's a little off anyhow. If you watch him, you hear him talk, you know he's off, right? Anyway. You know, I've always said to you guys, yes, I know, I like the rapid fire stuff. What do you want from me? I've always said to you guys, you need to go listen to the Second Amendment clip that Rick Green does explaining how many different versions of the Second Amendment there was. And when you see what our founding fathers were changing, what they were doing, and the stuff that they were trying to get accomplished, you would see that they actually wanted to give you more power to have a gun. They wanted to make sure nobody had the ability to take it away from you. If you take a close look at the Second Amendment to the Bill of Rights, and not just, yeah, I got the right to carry a gun, an honest, critical, deep look. It does not say a well-regulated standing army being necessary to the security of a tyrannical state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall always be infringed. Doesn't say that, does it? No, it says a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. Not even a free country. Free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Not the right of militia. Not the right of the army. Not the right of the government. The right of we, the people, get to keep and bear arms. Shouldn't be infringed. Shouldn't get in its way. Shouldn't slow it down. By charging crazy taxes and background checks on ammunition. Now, well-regulated means what? It means to run smoothly, to be disciplined, to be well-supplied. The militia means a body of people consisting of lawful citizens. It doesn't mean army people. Go back in history. Who fought the battles of old? Who fought the battles during the Revolution? Militiamen. God. This is why we have dumbed down education. Our kids do not know. Right? All they know is that white slave owners made this country. They don't know what it took to get here. I have no idea. Right? When it says the people's right, that's regardless of what the government says. You have a right of freedom of speech. You have a right to have a gun. You have a right. You have so many rights that were given to you in the Constitution that because of your ignorance, you have allowed to go away. the people, the lawful citizens in a free state of existence. To keep means to own or possess and bear. We can break this down 100 ways to Sunday. It doesn't say you must carry in the open. Doesn't say except when you want to carry concealed. But yet, you have to have this stuff to stay safe. I think at the time of the revolution, I might be wrong. Some of you can fact check me. I'm willing to fall on the sword, as they say. There were over 3 million people in this country. If that's true, and that's the case, you know, based on the police departments and all the other stuff they had at the time, geez, don't you think they would have regulated arms? They would have regulated ammunition? They would have regulated, how guns happen? Or maybe they were actually more civilized then than we are now. Maybe that's it. Maybe they dealt with crime, and we know they did, but maybe they dealt with crime in a way that there wasn't much crime. It was far and few between. I've read stories about gallows being built at the same time they were trying the case inside the courthouse. Right? I don't know if it was Madison. I'd have to look this up, but I do know the story to be true where one of the Supreme Court justices, when a man was sentenced to death for treason, of course, that went to the Supreme Court, sentenced to death for treason. He got off of the bench and he went down to that criminal, if you would, that treasonous person. He said, you know, your life is short. You're not going to be here that much longer. You need to get right with your maker. Because you're going to see him in person soon. And he prayed with that guy. But remember, our founding fathers wanted nothing to do with prayer. They would have run in if they knew that was happening right. They would have stopped him right then and there. And even if you don't believe in God, what's the pain? What's the problem? The guy could have looked at Madison and said, I am not interested in your God. I'm done. Right? I mean, not that hard. You don't need a college degree to figure this out. So I'm a senior host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
About to screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
What the hell? We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. You know, I'm just going to get right to it. Go to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com, you know, Mike Lindell has made it easy for you to buy product from him. Again, he supports the things that we support. He's for the things that we're for. He's willing to fight the battles with and for you, alongside you, whatever it takes. So, you know, it doesn't hurt to help him out. And we make a few bucks on it. Let's just be honest about it, right? I don't hide anything from you guys. Go to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, and Mike Lindell, again, they've given a great return policy. You check this stuff out. They got slippers, pillowcases, pillows, mattress covers, sheets. Love the sheets. Love the towels. But just go shopping. Check it out. Don't look at the price until you're getting ready to check out. Because if you use promo code Joe, you'll save 30 to 70% depending on the product. And you know what? It'll be worth it. It'll be worth your time. I guarantee it. All right. Yeah, MyPillow.com, promo code Joe. There you go. Talking about the Second Amendment. Truly what the Second Amendment meant. And you got these people that want to go talk about commas and periods and what a militia was and wasn't. You know, oh, yeah, they're talking about the service. No, they weren't talking about the service, actually. Not even close. A well-regulated, well-put-together militia. It's an army of the people, basically. It's the people protecting themselves. When you had crazy stuff happening in a village or a town, you knew that there was a group of citizens who not only could handle a gun, they knew how to shoot, they could be a real help to you in time of adversity. I guess technically they're part of the militia at that point. So I don't understand how they can twist this or how much they're going to twist this. And try to twist it to win. Anyway, a well-regulated means to run smoothly. Got that part, right? And security means to keep safe. This is easy stuff. Necessary means needed. Right? For an essential free state, meaning the collective of states, the whole nation, right? But it's specifically aimed at a state. That state has a right to have a militia. You have a right to have guns to protect yourself. What our people needed when they during the revolution, right, to protect ourselves from the British. The people, the lawful citizens in a free state of existence, to keep meaning to their own, possess their own, and bear their own. Hello, means you can carry on or about your person, open or concealed. You can't make it up as you go. You can't decide because you're against guns, you're going to twist that around, right? You know, in modern times, as an individual's rights to carry and use arms for self-defense, the Second Amendment was envisioned by the framers of the Constitution. Now, according to College of William and Mary Law Professor, a future U.S. District Court Judge, St. George Tucker, in 1803, in his great work, Blackstone's Commentary, you got to pick a copy of that up, or you at least have to learn about Blackstone's commentaries. The notes of the references to the Constitution, the laws of the federal government, they're all in there. And how we came about. And how we came about with these laws. Right? The Second Amendment also provided the state governments with what Luther Martin, 1744 to 48, he described as the last coup de grace that would enable the states to thwart and oppose the general government if need be. So remember something. Our founding fathers just came out of a fight for their lives, for their freedom. Right? They were going against the most powerful king on the planet. Do you seriously think, knowing that they couldn't win that fight without having guns and the freedom to do the things they did, do you really believe for a second they were going to stop or inhibit people from not being able to do the same thing? Take a look at it. Take a look at what the Declaration says as to why they're doing what they're doing. George Mason, the father of the Bill of Rights, 40 years after the resolution of enslaving America was formed in Great Britain, the British Parliament was advised by an artful man, Sir William Keith, who was governor of Pennsylvania. He said to disarm the people, that it was the best and most effective way to enslave them. Shall I read that again? By disarming the people, it is the best and most effective way to enslave them. They should not do it openly, but weaken them and let them sink gradually by totally disusing and neglecting the militia. Wow. So lull them in a false sense of security. Make it kind of happen without them really knowing it. Right? Like here in California, you can only buy one gun a month. You have to have a background check every time you buy ammunition. Some states are, putting a 1,000% tax on ammunition and guns. To have a gun, you got, here in California and some other places, you got to go through hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars worth of training and other things. I don't really have a problem with training. I don't have a problem. Somebody buys a gun for the first time, very first time. I don't have a problem with them having to take a one-hour class and just learn basic safety. Not every time they buy one, just one time. I don't know what it's like now, but years ago in Massachusetts, you got your license to carry. And the way you got your license to carry, frankly, right, you had to go through testing. You had to have some letters from leaders in town, people who might know you. And you did an interview with the chief of police in that town. Right? And you went through safety class. It was that simple. And once you got that, there was no 10-day wait, 5-day wait, 2-day wait, background check for buying ammunition. You had the card. You passed the test. You were clean. If you were good enough to get the card to be able to carry a gun, you should be good enough to buy some ammunition. Right? Anyway. I mean, when you truly look at this, you look at what they want us to do, what they want us to have, how they want us to be able to protect ourselves. It was a big deal. To them, it was. They were always on the when they wrote their pieces, letters, whatever to each other. Right? They talked about things like, whenever governments mean to invade the rights and liberties of the people. Think about that. They always attempted to destroy the militia in order to raise an army upon their ruins. That was Elbridge Gerry, fifth Vice President of the United States, and one of the most, he spoke the most at the Continental Congress. Right? Spoke the most, had the most to say about putting this together, what we needed to do, how we needed to do it. Right? George Washington and Alexander Hamilton wrote, hey, the army is a dangerous instrument to play with. A standing army is one of the greatest mischiefs that can possibly happen. That was according to James Madison during a debate. He also went on to say, also remember that an armed and trained militia is the firmest deterrent in republics. Without standing armies, your liberty can never be in danger, nor with large ones safe. These guys had all kinds of things to say about making sure that you were armed to protect yourself, and not from invading armies, from your own government. Right? Hey, look it up. I think it's hilarious. And last but not least, let me see. This is what I pulled out. I want you to see this. The Militia Act of 1903. They called it the Dick Act. It's named after its writer, who created, ready for this, the National Guard. They took the organized militia in every one of these states. They created what they called a reserve militia. Consisted of males 17 to 45, those eligible for the draft, on the way to doing totally away with the organized type of militia. Right? This removed more control of the militia from the states. It provided additional funding for training, equipped them with better equipment, right? Gave the money to pay these people. It wasn't until 1916 that they fully modernized the National Guard and provided federal funding and training and drills and all of that. But part of this, if you see where it was going, they've somewhat taken power away from the states. It's not a free and open militia anymore. I know some of you guys that would scare the bejesus out of it if they were still around. And maybe if we educated and taught people better, we wouldn't have to worry about some of the things we worry about today. The shootings, all of this. Joe was in your house. God bless. Thanks for living. You're not living with me. Thanks for listening. Always appreciate your time with me. Hey, we're back every day, Monday through Friday. Check us out, JoeMessina.com. JoeMessina.com. Be safe, people. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with me tomorrow.